Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, November 1st, 2012, Barbados lost one of its noted historians and teachers, Ronald G. Hughes, aka Ronnie Hughes. Ronnie Hughes was born on September 16, 1924, to parents Oscar Gordon Hughes, a commercial agent, and Ida Marjorie Bosco Ince. The family at the time of Ronnie's birth resided in the then quiet fishing district of St. Lawrence, Christchurch. Ronnie Hughes was head of the history department of the Combermere School and is best remembered for his significant work on Barbadian plantation history. Hughes compiled an index of Barbadian sugar plantations between 1640 to 1846, which he first presented as a seminar paper in 1977-78 at the University of the West Indies Cahill Campus. Hughes' research was compiled from wills, deeds, maps, newspapers, surveyors' plans, and correspondence. This index was later expanded by Hughes and Mary Gladol. It became known as the Hughes Curry Papers and remains the premier guide to Barbadian plantation ownership. In the 1970s, Hughes also partnered with Professor Sir Woodville Marshall in researching the origins of the Rock Hall Free Village in St. Thomas, which has now become an important signpost in the history of the movement of Black Barbadian freedom and village development. Additionally, with Jerome Handler, Melanie Newton, Pedro Welch, and Ernest Wiltshire, Hughes co-authored Freedmen of Barbados, a genealogical guide of pre-emancipation free persons of color. And in 1986, he authored Historic Houses of Barbados, in which he described the numerous architectural treasures of Barbados, highlighting their need for preservation. Ronnie Hughes was not only a historian and teacher, but like most Barbadians of his generation, he had a great love for cricket. In fact, during his tenure at Combermere, Hughes also doubled as cricket master. In The Nation of November 20th, 2012, renowned cricket commentator Tony Cozier, reflecting on Hughes as cricket master at Combermere, stated, and I quote, "In his 5 years as cricket master in the 1950s, he had a profound effect on the game at Combermere School, and by extension, Barbados and the West Indies," end quote. As school cricket master, Hughes was instrumental in the development of players such as Sir Wesley Hall, Peter Lashley, and Rob Branker, following great Combermere cricketers like Derek Seeley, Ernest A.V. Fofey Williams, and the legendary Sir Frank Worrell. In fact, Cozier noted, quote, "There was no football or hockey for Hughes cricketers, and in the off-season, he would take them to his home in Pine Gardens, where he had laid out a practice pitch on the lawn," end quote. Hughes was pushing the social boundaries in 1950s Barbados. In his own words, Sir Wes Hall deliberated, quote, "Could you imagine a white man of the time, in a district like Pine Gardens, taking 13 black boys up to his lawn to play cricket all day?" End quote. Hughes was so committed to his young cricketers at Combermere that he purchased seats in the makeshift stand so that the boys could watch top-class cricket. Ronnie Hughes was not just a historian and cricket master, but a Barbadian changemaker. He died on this day, November 1st, 2012.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.